opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Emperor Obama. That's right. We now have an emperor. Emperor Obama. And you wonder what I'm talking about. Well, if you've been paying attention to the news, we used to have a president who was the head of the executive branch of the United States government. Well, that all ended Thursday night. Now we have an emperor. An emperor who has bypassed the democratic process. He's bypassed the Congress now. And by a stroke of a pen, has given amnesty to 5 million illegal aliens in this country. And it appears that the Republicans don't have any recourse. Emperor Obama, shredding the Constitution right before our eyes. Now, I know other presidents have used executive orders, but not like this. I just wish when we had a Republican president in office that he would have signed an executive order to give amnesty to the preborn. Now, that would have been something worth being excited about. But it's very doubtful, I would say, that Emperor Obama is going to sign an executive order to give amnesty to the preborn child. That's just not going to happen, unfortunately. It should, be honest with you. It should, if we hold to the doctrine of interposition, and that is that we should interpose, we should stand in the gap between the oppressor and the oppressed, between the victim and the victimizer, then the President of the United States should interpose on behalf of those who are afflicted, those who are victims. In this case, it's all about politics. He just signed up 5 million more Democrat voters. That's what it's all about. Unfortunately, we're living in a lawless nation these days. In 2014, the Constitution doesn't matter. The Word of God doesn't matter to many Americans, and for that matter, a lot of Christians. Well, we're trying to change that here at Created Equal, and we're going to talk about that today. You know, we can't change the world all at once, but we can change people's hearts and minds one at a time. And that's what we're about. So in order to discuss that today, I have my colleague and good friend, Jamie Beer, who's our Director of Outreach at Created Equal on the program. Jamie, thanks for being on the Mark Harrington Show.
Thanks for having me.
So Jamie, what I want to do is this, here, folks, I want you to get this picture, okay? Not everybody at Created Equals middle-aged white guy like me, okay? Although that's not all bad. It's a good thing. We got to have people like that around. But our vision at our organization, our ministry, is to raise up the next generation of leaders, and Jamie's one of those. So first of all, I just want to we're going to talk about the Justice Rides tonight or today. We're going to talk about the Justice Ride, which is our premier project to reach out to youth and train them in pro-life apologetics. We're also going to talk about the upcoming March for Life. And if we have time left, we'll talk about other things. But first, I want to ask Jamie, how did you, a young female, how did you get convicted and get involved in this thing we call the pro-life movement? What burdened you and got you doing what you're doing today?
Well, Mark, my parents had been in Operation Rescue for many years, and my mom actually rescued when I was in the womb, when I was a preborn child myself. And I always heard about it growing up, but when I was a teenager, I actually saw images of aborted children. I saw their mutilated bodies in a video shown by Scott Klusendorf of Life mm-hmm. Training Institute. And yeah. he showed them, and I was horrified. I couldn't believe that something so gruesome and barbaric was still legal in America today.
So let me make clear to our listeners who aren't old enough to remember, Operation Rescue was a civil disobedience movement in the 1980s and early 90s, which I was a part of on the end of it. That's how your parents got involved. Obviously, good stock here. You have good stock. Your parents are the ones that got you started in all of this. And then, but you came to your own convictions here, I assume. I mean, obviously, they raised you up the right way to believe that preborn children deserve to be created or treated as if they were created equal. But you saw an abortion photo.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video, actually.
And that did it? Or is that part of what? How did that work?
That was enough to strike the passion in my heart for the movement in the sense of knowing that abortion is an injustice. But it was not enough to get me to act, because quite honestly, you see something like that, you don't know what to do. What kinds of things can you do to end an injustice like that? It's so mm-hmm. prevalent. So that was enough to get me to see that it's wrong. But then my youth pastor actually got me involved, because he took us to pro-life rallies, and he would, or I'm
we
sorry,
know that
political
youth pastor.
Rallies.
Who is that guy?
Seth Dreher, director of training.
Obviously works for Created Equal as well. So there's a nice line of folks coming through the church that you attended, right?
That's right. That's right.
And so what happened after that? Seth, the youth pastor, takes you out, actually does outreach on the street. How novel that, you know, a youth pastor would actually take his students, his young people, out to do outreach on pro-life issues and evangelism. By the way, folks, that's a little bit of a hint that maybe we ought to be doing some of that. But okay, so take us from there.
So we went to political rallies, went to Obama was campaigning, Hillary was campaigning, and Bill would do rallies with her as well. And so we would go to these rallies and hold signs that simply said, abortion kills children.
But wait a minute, that's political. Isn't the church not supposed to be political? Sorry, go ahead.
It's a matter of injustice. And so we were there to speak up for the children as yeah. people were going there to see their favorite political candidates. And mm-hmm. we wanted them to know, hey,
so this was
do you
in
know this 08, candidate?
08, right? That would be 08, yeah, the
right,
presidential election. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We went there and tried to get people to think about who they were voting for, how that candidate stood on issues like abortion, and if they were defending the most innocent members of our country.
Okay, so take us from there. You went out and did some political rallies. You did some outreach with your youth pastor, Seth Dreher, from this church. Obviously, church very pro-life, I
yes.
assume.
Yep.
Spoke about the issue, exhorted people to get in the battle.
From the pulpit.
Because your pastor, if I understand, I know your pastor, your old pastor, he was a rescuer as well, wasn't he?
He was.
Well, let's see. There seems to be a theme happening here. Family that's pro-life, that raises a young woman who's pro-life, that attends a church that's strongly pro-life, and actually the pastor rescued, leading those young people to actually go out and do this on the streets. Boy, if we only had more churches like that. So what led you to Create Equal? Yeah, you went to college, right?
Mm-hmm. Went to Indiana University, Purdue University of Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. And obviously that had kindled my activism spirit, be doing that at the political rallies. But again, mm-hmm. from there, I didn't know what to do. Well, naturally, I got hooked up with you guys, and you gave me signs in college. And Seth came and showed me how to do activism. What does mm-hmm. that look like? He did trainings with us, taught us how to talk about abortion with others. And then he stood on the campus with us and showed us what that looked like exactly.
And then making the step to full-time work. I graduated from college, probably in debt, like most students, probably thinking, boy, I need a job that's going to pay for the debt that I've incurred over the years. But you chose a different path, very different than many people, I would say. And that is that you took your college degree and you invested it in full-time pro-life activism. Take us through that.
Right.
Why'd you do it? Why would a young person like yourself, with all the potential, attractive woman, can be a professional woman in the marketplace, be very successful, make a good living, all the things that we think are great about America, the American dream, why would you, in a sense, set that aside to become a full-time missionary for the preborn?
Well, I believe it was my senior year. I was sitting at my desk looking at my options, thinking about where I wanted to go after graduation in May. And I was looking at my options, looking at grad school, looking at possible doctorate programs, and looking at teaching. And, you know, I thought, gosh, if the kids aren't even getting to the classroom, isn't that more important? Why would I teach them when they aren't even there to teach? And so I just called up Create Equal. I told you guys there's nothing I want to do more than to help end the injustice.
So you moved to Columbus, and now you're the director of outreach, and we're going to talk about that. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance here on WRFD. You can listen to us on iTunes as well, or you can go to our YouTube page. If you go to our website at createdequal.net, you just click on the YouTube page. You can watch the radio program streaming on YouTube as well. My guest is Jamie Beer. She's the outreach director for Created Equal. We're talking about her missionary work, and that is full-time pro-life activist and outreach director for Created Equal. Jamie, you know, you've been with us about 2 years now. Our premier project, which is the Justice Ride, and we're going to talk about this more on the other side of the break. Explain what that is. What is a Justice Ride for our listeners who don't understand what we're talking about?
Well, our goal is always to raise up new pro-life defenders and to send them out so that they can speak on behalf of the preborn wherever they might be. And the Justice Rides are just one key way we do that. We've taken the example from the Freedom Rides of the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s. Black and white men and women would board buses and travel to segregated states. And they would cause controversy because they were breaking the rules, breaking the lack of enforcement. They'd ride the buses in defiance of the rules
set by those bus companies. Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. And it would cause controversy. They were beaten. They were hated. They were robbed. They were firebombed. And so that,
Some died. Yeah.
Yep. So, but they, again, they rode against the injustice. And so the Justice Rides are based off that idea in that we are also riding against injustice. So we will take a team of 50 people at least and pack a charter bus and ride to different campuses, different universities. And on those colleges, we will, again, raise controversy. We will show what abortion is, and then we talk to people about what abortion is and try to persuade them that it is the biggest, greatest human rights injustice of our day.
And how do you think it's working out for that project? I mean, we're attracting some interest here. We've been doing it for 3 years now. What's your thoughts on just the overall effectiveness of it?
Since I have been with Created Equal, I've seen an exponential growth in our team, in the fact that the people that come on these Justice Rides are eager to recruit their friends, eager to gather more people around them. And as they gather more people around them, they're building a community of pro-life defenders. But not only that, but the people that we're impacting with that team is just, it cannot be measured. We have women who are considering abortion who talk with our team. We have people who are post-abortive who simply cannot heal from their abortion because they've never been shown the truth and have never been able to see the truth. And we also have people whose minds are changed.
My guest is Jamie Beer. She's the director of Created Equal. And folks, we're talking about the Justice Ride. And I would just say this to you parents who have young people, college and high school age, send them our way. They will be changed for a lifetime on these Justice Rides. Because it's my belief, the reason why we're losing our youth, it's because they lack purpose. They lack purpose. We give him a reason to believe. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance. See you in a minute.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work, glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn. And I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, or 3230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Okay, parents, listen in. Do you want your young person to live with purpose, with vision, with a mission to change the world one person at a time? Then you need to send them on a justice ride with Created Equal. Folks, we are having an impact. Here's why this is impactful. It's not the numbers. You know, we're not having hundreds and thousands of people coming on these justice rides. That's not what this is. It's not about reaching the masses. What we're attracting on the Justice Riders are the cream of the crop. These are serious people, young people, who are serious about their faith and want to make a difference. They don't want to play church. They don't want to play Christianity. They're going places. And so we get with them for a week, and we just impart a vision to make a difference for the preborn and for the gospel on the streets of our cities, which is where we are going to win people to the gospel. And folks, so I just suggest to you as a parent, or as if you're a young person and you want to do something that's going to change your life, come with us on the Justice Ride and go to createdequal.net. There's an application form there you can fill out and send in. Minimal cost, believe me. We lose money based on the money we collect from our Justice Riders. This is subsidized by Created Equal, so we keep the cost way down so we can get those buses filled up and hit the road, and we go to college, to college, to college, and this winter we'll be going down south to Florida, which is appropriate during the winter. If you live in Ohio, we'll be going to Florida campuses in March, so we hope you can join us. Jamie, if you'd like, what I want to do here is I'm going to play the promo video. Of course, it'll just be the audio on radio of the Justice Ride, and then I want to talk a little bit more about what's happening first of the year with the annual Roe versus Wade anniversary.
Talking to people, because I went to a lot of pro-life camps before this and I learned how to, but I never practiced it.
Fetuses, like, you're not self-aware until you have a certain amount of brain activity, and they don't.
Have your own kids. If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
I was able to communicate effectively, and I learned how to deal with people and to express my own views while being respectful of other people's views.
Your questions are fantastic. But
it was just incredible to see, to feel a part of something that's bigger than yourself.
I've never really had very many conversations with people that are pro-choice, but now I really realize when you do outreach and when you go out, how you can really change their heart and you can change their minds.
We started out talking about abortion. That discussion drifted into all kinds of other things. The young man's name was Logan. And Logan was a self-professed atheist. He said he believed that the universe had begun by luck. And during the course of that, we were able to give him some evidence for God's existence from the beginning of the universe and from the design in the universe, but also in the life of Jesus himself, and to let him know that indeed he was made by God for a purpose, to know the Lord.
The Justice Ride was one of the best weeks of my life. It's one of the best experiences I've ever had. I was a little nervous at first, but I've really loved talking to people and getting to know people.
What we set out to do, we actually do accomplish.
This is something that I'll never forget.
Join us.
Make a significant difference.
It's amazing.
The best weeks of my life.
Awesome.
Really, really good opportunity.
Come on the next Justice Ride.
Be there.
Join the Justice Ride!
Okay, there you go. March 7th through 15, 2015 is the next Justice Ride. And once again, you want to be part of it, go to createdequal.net, fill out an application, and we'd love to have your young person with us. Again, high school and college age generally is who we're looking for. And the advantage here is it's not just a bunch of kids running around unbridled and unsupervised. That's not what this is about. These young people are tethered to experienced leadership in the movement and also Christian leadership. So we take good care of them. We can't predict everything that might happen, and on occasion some things happen out of our control, but that's part of living for Christ. Jamie, if you would, just put a kind of a capstone on the Justice Ride. Speak to our listeners about why it's important to send a young person to one of these.
Well, again, I would harken back to my own experience in that the reason why I joined Created Equal is because we're doing something that literally no organization out there is doing. We are training young people how to reach out to pretty much all different kinds of people in all different walks of life and talk to them not only on the issue of abortion, but also just the love of Jesus, the love of Christ, which they exemplify when they're out there. And I would also mention one young justice writer named Emily told us that she found it mind-blowing that she could literally save lives by coming on a justice ride. And we have seen that happen. And I'd say that's probably the most rewarding part of a justice ride is knowing that when we talk to people, when we reach out to them, we are literally saving one baby at a time.
Okay, let's shift gears here and talk about the March for Life, the annual pilgrimage, if you will, in Washington, D.C. to commemorate the 42nd anniversary, I think it is. I've lost track, actually, unfortunately. We go there not to march, although it's fine if you want to go march. I think it's good. It's a good representation of the numbers, and it's a witness to the nation that there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of pro-life people that still care about the pre-born. We go there for a different reason. Why do we go?
We go to the march quite simply to represent the victims. I think it's really odd that a march is missing the very people group that they are there to march for. And it's because that people group can't march for themselves. They're not old enough, but they can be represented through images, through pictures, through video. We can communicate that they are there with us and that they can speak for themselves.
Which is, you know, it is really ironic, folks. If you've never been to the March for Life, you got hundreds of thousands of pro-lifers who are marching on behalf of the victims, but the victims aren't there. And there's a reason for that. They're dead, right? We get it. But even any images, any representation of those victims aren't there either. That's a tragedy to me. I mean, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So the reason we go is not in a judgment to the march. We're not trying to cast stones and tell them what they're doing is all wrong and all that. But if the March for Life is not going to represent the victims themselves, we will do it on our own. And so we do that by putting up one of our big Jumbotron screens, TV, if you will, and all of the marchers parade right past it. And if they didn't know why they were marching before, they will know now. They will know they're marching to represent the victims. And we'll be going to Washington, D.C. The week of January 20th. There'll be a couple of days there for the March for Life. And we also go to the Students for Life Conference. Explain what that's all about.
The Students for Life of America Conference is just essentially a jumbled mix of different pro-life leaders that are, again, speaking to the cream of the crop students out there nationally. So it's not only a time for students to gain valuable information and how they can be more effective, what they can do, but also to just feel not alone in that. Similarly, in the march, we don't feel alone. These students don't feel alone when they come together and see all the other pro-life students out there.
And so that's on the March 21st and 22nd. We'll leave from Columbus. Folks, here's the deal. If you're not ready to send your young person to the Justice Ride for a week or 9 days on the road, in the charter bus to go campus from campus to campus, send them to the March for Life with us, where they'll actually get to witness to that march itself. We hand out flyers as they pass by. We start with conversations with these young people. We are going to be setting up a couple of large 15-seat buses. They're going to hit the road on January 20th. So if you're interested in the Justice Ride, you're interested in the March for Life, go to our website at createdequal.net. Let us know. You can either fill out an application for the Justice Ride or just message us and say you want to be part of the March for Life this year. Go to the March for Life and not march. Be part of those who represent the victims in the only way we can, which is visually, letting them speak for themselves. The folks, here's the bottom line. The preborn deserve to be seen. In a nation that kills its children, where that's the public policy, their suffering needs to be public as well. You've been listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance. We'll be back next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.